In Detroit, there's a freeway just a mile along that is slated for removal. But this road, I-375, has a history. To build it, Detroit demolished a black neighborhood and its bustling Main Street. Now, there is an effort across the U.S. to remove old infrastructure like this and knit communities back together. But as NPR's Laurel Wamsley reports, deciding how to do that isn't easy.
In the 1950s, when Regina Lawson was growing up on Detroit's East Side, Hastings Street was a world unto itself.
From the barbershop to the grocery store to the pharmacy, everything was right on that strip.
Lawson is now 75. We chat in the lobby of the senior apartments, not far from where she'd go to Hastings Street each day with her father, who worked at nearby Eastern Market.
He could leave me at the barbershop with a sandwich and something to drink and go and take care of all his business. And the barber was my babysitter, or whoever he left me, I was always safe.
But that vibrant community, called Black Bottom, was labeled a slum and targeted for urban renewal. The city cleared a 20-block area and planned a new freeway right on top of Hastings Street. 300 black-owned businesses were destroyed without compensation. And tens of thousands of residents, mostly black renters, were forced to find new places to live at a time when housing for black families was scarce and overpriced.
I know my parents tried to purchase two homes, and every time we would get settled in the home, we had to move because they had something coming through. And my dad would always explain to us, because we were asking as children, why are we always moving? He said, I'm trying to find us a comfortable place that the government would allow us to live and thrive. And he just couldn't find it.
We decide to find what's left of the old neighborhood.
We're getting on the on-ramp now onto 375, which means that this is where Hastings Street used to be. Mm-hmm. Kind of just looks like another highway.
Yep.
Lawson suggests looking for the street where she was born. Supposedly, there's a single block remaining. Sandwiched between a Whole Foods and a hospital, Lawson spots the sign.
There it is right there. I've walked past it a million times. It's just this little block here. But I never knew this was still Brady Street.
There's a lot that's new in Detroit these days. The city's population grew last year for the first time since 1957. Detroit hosted the largest ever NFL draft in April. And a few weeks ago, the city saw the grand reopening of Michigan Central Station, which sat empty for decades. It's a city trying to build the future, and one step is removing this freeway. The city's been talking for years about filling in I-375 and replacing it with a boulevard. That effort got a big boost 2 years ago when the federal government awarded the Michigan Department of Transportation more than $100 million for the project. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said sometimes fixing the roads means recognizing mistakes of the past.
When a generations-old piece of infrastructure comes to the end of its useful life, it requires us to decide in our time whether we're just going to put things back exactly as they were, or whether we're going to build back better.
The federal government has set aside $1 billion for projects like these to reconnect communities cut off from opportunity by transportation and infrastructure. And this one looked like a slam dunk. But now, almost 2 years later, more than 500 people have signed a petition to the mayor and the governor requesting the planning process come to a halt and start over. The clock is ticking. Construction must begin by the end of next year, or the federal money could be lost. Brian Boyer is a member of the group behind the petition.
Brian.
Hi, Laurel.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Boyer's neighborhood, designed by famed architect Mies van der Rohe, was built on the site where Black Bottom once had been. For years, Boyer has been a part of the local advisory council, giving input on this project. He was initially really supportive of it.
We have less square footage given to roads. That means more square footage for life, for homes and shops and churches and businesses and everything else.
But now he thinks the process is barreling forward without a clear conception of the end result or answering the big questions about restorative justice and land use.
There isn't actually a vision that's on paper and agreed upon by the community and all the many, many stakeholders as to what that city fabric is going to look like and feel like. In my opinion, it's very hard to know if the road that you're designing and building is the right road if you don't actually know what's going to happen there.
The Michigan Transportation Department has revised its plans after community feedback, conducting a new traffic study that allowed them to reduce the number of lanes. And it's partnering with the city and a philanthropic foundation on the social equity side. Leslie Love works for the State Transportation Department, and she has a vision for this boulevard.
I wonder if this is the future of the Thanksgiving Day parade, or is this the future of where people gather for all the cool stuff that we do in downtown Detroit?
This project is a complicated one. Remove aging infrastructure, improve the feel of the area, make it safe to bike and walk, and reckon with the past.
History is history to teach us a lesson. We want to learn from that lesson and teach us what we need to do today. And I think we've learned some of those things, and we want to get it right. This is no small thing. We want to get it right.
Regina Lawson, the Detroiter we spoke to at the start, says it's a change that's overdue. She has one request, that the new street be named Hastings Boulevard. Laurel Wamsley, NPR News, Detroit.